As a Japanese teenager, Barbara was taught to defend herself from American soldiers arriving in her country. She ended up marrying one of them. But there were far more surprises when she landed in the U.S. Her story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Barbara Law was 15 years old when Japan surrendered to end World War II. Soon, American soldiers appeared on her country's soil, and she and other teenage girls were taught self-defense.
They tell you how to use the judo and all that stuff. So I learned a lot of things.
However, she soon learned the American soldiers seemed friendly, and she never had to use judo on any of them. One of her girlfriends persuaded her to meet a U.S. soldier named Ray Law.
Well, she said, what do you think about this guy? I said, I don't like him. He said, how come? I said, I don't know. I just don't like him. And Ray knew that I didn't like him.
Her girlfriend convinced her to go out with him just one more time.
But 2 months later, he asked me to be his wife. I said, oh, no way. I can't marry anybody because I'm oldest in the family. And probably my dad already has somebody because he don't know anything about Japanese custom.
Ray asked Barbara's father if they could get married. He said yes, provided they were engaged for 1 year. They were married in Japan in November 1950. In Tokyo, she had the conveniences of a large city, including indoor toilets. Not so when she arrived to her rural home in northwest Missouri.
When we came here first, oh, I cried. And I said, I want to go home. And I thought, but you know, when I come from Japan, we come in those big ship and took 14 days. And I was seasick for 13 days. And I thought, oh, gosh, if I go home, I have to go through all that again.
She stuck with it and lived the rest of her life in northwest Missouri, remaining active in her community and even helping teach Japanese to children. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.